listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Last week we talked about the attack that is currently being waged on girls, women, and womanhood. And today on Mother's Day, we're going to turn our focus to motherhood, the attack on motherhood and womanhood. And this attack has been going on for some time, yet we're seeing the level of the attack is so much greater today than it ever has been before, where you have actually women and girls competing against men, biological men, in sporting events. And you have women actually their products are being advertised by men as if they needed those products or would need those products without surgery or some sort of enhancement. And so we see really a greater attack on motherhood and on womanhood. But we know from the Bible that women are valuable and necessary. And in fact, mothers are necessary. Every one of us, none of us would be here without our mother. And each one of us owes a great debt and a great amount of gratitude to our mothers. And we look to Scripture today, and we're going to look to Scripture and apply the Bible to this important topic of womanhood and motherhood. In Proverbs chapter 23, verses 22 through 25, we read, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will rejoice greatly, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice." So see, here we see the importance of both the father and the mother in raising and training the next generation, training their children. And the son is told to listen to his father who begot him, and to not despise his mother when she is old, to honor her, to value her, to respect her. And then you see in Proverbs 23, or verse 23, "Buy the truth and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding." And these come from the parents. The parents are the primary early educators of the child, and throughout life can share wisdom and instruction and understanding with their children. And in verse 24, "The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him." And then in verse 25, "Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice." So the father and the mother are to be glad because their son, their daughter, is honoring God and living a life that is praiseworthy, a life that will, where people will look and say, "Wow, that young man, that young woman is going to go somewhere in life," because that child has sought wisdom and instruction and understanding and bought truth and not sold it. And this is really what we see from the Bible. And there are really three lies from the pit of hell concerning motherhood today that we are going to look at. And we may not get to all of these. In fact, I'm not sure whether we'll cover these in subsequent week or weeks, or whether we might cover them in subsequent years on Mother's Day. But there are three lies from the pit of hell. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. For many people, Memorial Day is merely a day at the beach. We remind you, though, that your day at the beach was paid for in part by the day brave men stormed the beaches of Normandy, and many other brave men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we and others may live free. This Memorial Day, take time to remember those who have sacrificed to secure and defend our freedom, and thank God for His blessings on America. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Yeah, Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. We have a really exciting show today. We will be, of course, answering your questions. So, really, you are the ones that are in the driver's seat. If you have a question, technical question, a computer question that's going to take us in a different direction, well, that's okay. We'll go the way you want to go. But, you know, we do have some things that we have planned to talk about. And if we have time, we'll be talking about that. One of the things that we have actually been showing and talking about
over the last few weeks. Well, 2 weeks ago, we actually talked about if your email address is hacked, how hackers can make money off of that, even if you don't think you have anything worth stealing. And I know I've heard that a lot of times that, you know, well, I don't have anything worth stealing. Well, you know, really, you probably do. And really, if you have less, whatever you had stolen from you would probably make a bigger impact than you know, the big guys. You know, if Warren Buffett lost, even if Warren Buffett lost $2 million, it wouldn't be a huge deal to him. Maybe not as big of a deal as to some people losing $20. You know, so, but really, we showed how hackers can make money off of you and off of your email account if they hack into it. And we showed how that happens, or at least we discussed one of the ways that it does happen. That was two Saturdays ago. Last Saturday, we talked about how hackers can actually profit even more if they get into a business email account. And one of the things that we actually had a caller that called up, and this caller said, and you know, again, we don't know, you know, we haven't verified what the caller said, but the caller did say that they were owed a significant amount of money. I believe he said $70,000 or $75,000 that they were owed from one client, and that the client or the hackers got a hold of their email address. They sent this client a link to pay the bill, and the client used that link to pay the bill. So the client actually paid the scammers the money that was owed, the hackers the money that was owed, instead of the company that they owed it to. And so that's a huge, huge loss. And we did go over some of the other ways that hackers will and can make money if they break into a business email account. One of the things that we'll talk about today is the importance of patching your software. And if you are a business, making sure that your not only the computers that you have at your office, but if any one of your employees is doing work outside, off-site, maybe from their house, making sure that the systems that they are running and that they are using are patched as well. This is something that is vital, and really it's something that one of the things you're going to want to know this and to hear this, because there was actually a situation where someone was working remotely and working for a very big company, a company where the users trust this company with usernames and passwords, really millions of usernames and passwords to various websites, including banking websites, including brokerage company websites, including business and, you know, really, really big, important websites. And, of course, email accounts, Facebook accounts, LinkedIn accounts, these types of things. They are important to protect. And your reputation is important to protect. If you are out there and you are a end user, you are an employee that works for a company and you do some work from home and you do it from your personal computer, it's important for you to make sure that your patches and your updates are installed on your system. So we'll be talking about that and really showing how this can make just such a big difference, and really be showing how one employee's failure really compromised a whole bunch of really millions of usernames and passwords. And also, here's a news alert. If you think that all the companies out there that you are sharing your information with have your best interest in mind. Just look at the history of what some of these companies have done. Now, I do want to just mention that companies by law are required in many cases to report to their customers to let the customers know if and when their accounts have been hacked. If their computer was hacked and any information was gained on this. But here's the history, or some of the history of what some of the companies have done. So years ago, Yahoo was hacked into, and the hackers got the usernames, which are email addresses, and they got part of the password, but part of the password was encrypted. So they didn't get all of the password, but they got part of the password. Did Yahoo let all of their users know about this right off the bat and say, hey, we encourage you to go change your password? No, Yahoo didn't do that. Yahoo waited 2 years, 2 years before they let anyone know that this happened. And the thing was, if you had an easy password, well, the hackers were able to guess, the rest of it. And they don't even have to. We've talked about this. They have what's called bots. Bot is short for robot. So what a bot is, it's a computer system that actually does something that someone wants it to do. And in this case, we're talking about bots that are being used by hackers. And so let's say that a hacker knows your email address but doesn't know your password. Well, and it's a Yahoo email address. Well, they can go to yahoo.com and they can have, and they don't even have to do this again, they can have a bot that does this, that actually enters the email address and then enters a password and attempts to log in. And when that doesn't work, they enter another password and attempt to log in. And, they can't do that too many times in a row because Yahoo will block the account. And sometimes on some websites, you probably have seen the little puzzle that you have to solve, or you have to click to show the cars on the street, or the crosswalks, or the buses, or the pictures that have stairs in them. Some of the ones that I've seen recently have you solve a puzzle, which is very tricky for someone that is very, very analytical. You've got to get that right brain engaged there. Those types of things are frustrating, but they're done to try to thwart these bots that are trying to figure out your password. Well, if you have a simple password and the hacker knows your username and they know part of the password, they were able, by using these bots, to break into those accounts and to get into that account. And I have friends that I got emails from that have Yahoo accounts that I got emails from. It wasn't them, but it said it was them, and it was claiming that they needed help or they needed this, that, and the other. And we talked about that 2 weeks ago. Some people will fall for those scams, but you want to make sure that you know that these companies don't all have your best interest at heart.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and your technical needs as well. So you're listening to a Faster PC live technical support here, and we're here ready to answer your computer and technical questions, 772-340-1590. We have been talking about, and again, your questions don't have to be on this topic. If they take us in a different direction, that's fine. But we have been talking about hackers and how important it is to make sure that your systems are patched and updated. And also, if you have a business, making sure that your computers, and if you have employees that are logging in from home, making sure that their computers, even their home computers, are patched and updated. And also, if you are an employee and you're logging in from home, making sure that your system and the programs are patched and updated. You probably have heard the term or the phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I'm a big proponent of that. You know, if something's working, why change it? The problem with that thinking when it comes to computers and software is that how do you know if it's broke? You see, there's broke where something doesn't work, and then there's broke where there's actually a security hole or a security vulnerability. And really, you don't know whether there's a security hole or a security vulnerability. In fact, most software programs do have security holes and security vulnerabilities. Those security holes and vulnerabilities are unknown initially. But then at some point they become known and they become discovered. Well, how do they become discovered? Well, either the company that made the software discovers it, or a security firm discovers it. And in those two cases, the company that made the software, if they discover it, they would work on a patch, they would release the patch, they would let people know that this is important to install because there is a security hole in the software. Secondly, if a security firm finds it, well, they're going to report it to the software company. The software company is going to work on a patch, and then you're going to have a joint press release. The security firm that found it is going to say, "Hey, look at us! We found this software vulnerability." You know, gets them in the news and helps them out. But the software company releases a patch. At that point, once that is known, then all the hackers know about this threat as well, and the hackers are going to start reporting this and letting people know about this and trying to take advantage of this, trying to use this vulnerability to break into systems, because they know that not everyone is going to install the patch, because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And those people are thinking, well, everything's working, I don't need to install this patch. And if you're not even paying attention, you don't even know that a patch exists. Or if you don't have software that's searching for patches, you don't know that a patch exists potentially. Depending on the software, some software programs notify you when there is an update and you have an opportunity to go for that and install the patch. Well, so what happens? Another way that a security hole is found is when hackers find it. And when hackers find it, they start to exploit it. And that's known as a zero-day threat. That's a threat that is present right now. There's no patch available. The software manufacturer, hardware manufacturer, they start working on a patch as fast as they can, but they currently have no patch available, even though this is affecting people right now. And typically, they'll try to come out with a patch like within 24, 48 hours. That patch might not be the best patch, and it might break some things. It might not be perfect, but at least it'll stop the threat. So those are some ways that patches are out there. Now, let's switch over to talk about something that a lot of people have problems remembering passwords. Passwords are very, very important. It's very important to have secure passwords, to have usernames and passwords. It's also very important to know what those passwords are. Some of our customers have books that they actually write the passwords. Well, the problem is you have to change the password. And so then they'll change the password, and then they'll have two passwords on the same page. And sometimes they remember to cross out the old password. Sometimes they remember to write the new password. Sometimes they write the new password correctly. Not always, though. And what happens over time, this page gets really messy, and it becomes difficult to know what the real password is. And of course, if anyone actually got a hold of that book, well, they would have the keys to the kingdom to get into everything that you have, everything that you own. There's also people keep passwords on their computer as, saved in their browser. Well, we've talked about that. It's not the best way to do it because those can be revealed. I can reveal those. And we do this for customers. If they forgot their password, sometimes we can get into their system. We can see what the password is, and we can actually retrieve it for them. We do that. You know, we're not hackers. We do this ethically to provide information to a customer that doesn't know the information, that has previously stored that information. Well, one of the things that happens, people let hackers on their computer. The hackers actually get in there. They know one of the first things they're going to go after after they install remote support software that gives them the ability to log into your system at any time. They're going to also go after your saved passwords. So now you can also keep passwords in a file like a Word file or an Excel file, but, and a lot of people do that, but not everyone password protects that file. And it's important to password protect that file if you're going to do that. We've shown on this show, previous editions, how to do that. If you want to see how to do that in the future, you know, we can show that. We might even have time, probably won't have time today, but we can go over that at some time in the future. It's an effective way to do it. I would encourage you to put your usernames and passwords into something like this. Have a password, and then what you can do is go to someone that you love, someone that you trust, someone that you know, that may be there after you're gone, and may have to get into accounts, and you can let them know how to get into that account. Well, some people also use password protection programs, password programs that actually help them store their passwords. Well, one such company is LastPass. And LastPass is one of those companies, we were talking in the last segment about companies don't always have your best interest in mind. Well, LastPass was hacked. And at first, they denied that they were hacked. And then they admitted that they were hacked, but they said, well, the hackers didn't get anything. They didn't get any personal information. They didn't get usernames and passwords. And then like 6 months later, they admit that, well, the hackers did get usernames and passwords. Maybe they didn't know the extent that the hackers got, but you know what? They could have warned people. They could have let their customers know. The customers could have changed usernames and passwords. But after 6 months, boy, there's a lot of damage that can happen in 6 months of hackers putting your usernames and passwords on the dark web for sale. Well, what happened, the reason that this happened, that LastPass was hacked, is that an employee was targeted. So there was an employee that had deep system privileges that worked at LastPass. And this employee was a DevOps engineer. And on his home computer, he had a media server software called Plex Media Server. So what this server does is I believe, I haven't looked it up, but most media servers, what they do is they serve maybe movies, videos, music. So you could have a server that you could share it with TVs in your home. You might even share it with some friends or family members, allow them to log into your server and actually watch movies. Well, this particular person had that running on his home computer, the same home computer that he used to log in to LastPass corporate systems to make changes to the software there. Well, there was a vulnerability in this Plex Media software that had been patched 75 versions earlier. A patch was, the bug was discovered, and in May of 2020, a patch came out for that, and the company had 75 additional versions of the software or patches and versions of the software released since that bug was corrected. And this employee, apparently, patching was not an important. This person didn't really value how important it was to update their software. Everything was working for what they knew, but what they didn't know is that hackers were able to exploit this bug, this vulnerability that was there, that was discovered, that was patched, but because the patch wasn't installed, the person wasn't, his computer wasn't protected. And this happened to be, again, the computer that he used to log in to the LastPass corporate system. And so hackers were able to use this vulnerability to actually install what's called a keylogger. So what a keylogger is, it's software, could be hardware also, but in this case it was software that actually logs every keystroke. So when you go to, let's say, your bank website, let's say it's bankofamerica.com. First thing you're going to do is type bankofamerica.com and hit enter. Well, or maybe you're going to click on a shortcut to bankofamerica.com, or you're going to search for it and then you're going to click. Well, at any rate, Bank of America's website is going to be part of what's captured by this keylogger. The next thing that you're going to type is your username. And the next thing you're going to type is your password. And the keylogger will actually capture all of that and send it to someone else. And this keylogger was installed on this employee of LastPass on his computer, again, because of this software that he didn't patch and he didn't update. So then what actually happened is that they were able to get this employee's master password, and they were able to then use that. They were also able to get it after the employee had authenticated with MFA, that's multi-factor authentication. Now, one of the things that hackers are able to do sometimes when they get into a system is what's called living off the land, where they're able to actually use your system that they have hacked into, and they have a small footprint there. They try to expand that, and then they're able to launch attacks from your system to other systems. And if they're in your system and you have access to the to a corporate server, and they may be able to jump from your computer over to the corporate server and make changes. And that's really these hackers were able to use this employee's master password after the employee had authenticated with MFA, which stands for multi-factor authentication. They were able to then gain access to the corporate vault where all the usernames and passwords were stored, and were able to compromise millions, or the passwords for usernames and passwords for millions of websites. And again, this all happened where LastPass first denied that it happened, and then denied that any information was gained about the usernames and passwords, and then 6 months later admitted, well, your information is at risk.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Says no bootable devices found. Second one says press F1 key to retry boot. Press F2 key to reboot into setup. And then the next one is press F5 key to run onboard diagnostics.
Okay, so this happens
when that thing comes up.
Well, one thing you want to do is you want to find out why it's coming up. That's the really biggest thing, because the thing is, your computer should boot to your hard drive all the time. And when that's coming up, it's because it's having a problem finding your drive and booting to your drive. So that's really what you want to look at is why is this happening? If you have a drive, I would back up that drive and have it tested. It's possible that the drive is dropping out sometimes, and sometimes working and sometimes not working. So, if that's the case, you're going to want to really prepare for that thing to die at some point. It's kind of like a person that's on life support, and every once in a while, or maybe they're on a monitor, and every once in a while you hear a beep and, their heart stops. It's kind of that's really kind of what's happening with that drive in probably.
That thing is only about a year old.
Okay. So it's possible, we've gotten some drives in the past. If it's a platter drive, the drive is has moving parts, and it's very susceptible to shock and to G-force. We've had some drives that come in and maybe they had a rough, maybe they got the you hear about the UPS treatment. Maybe that's a bad rap to UPS, but sometimes things can get a little bit jostled around in shipment. And we've had some drives that are brand new that have problems. It's definitely rare that a drive that's a year old would fail, but it is possible.
So at the when this thing comes up like this, which one do I press? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Yeah, so, you're probably going to want to maybe turn the computer off, try it again. But again, I would definitely encourage you, back up any data that's important to you. By data, I mean pictures, I mean documents, Word documents, Excel documents, PDF documents, any files. If you have audio files on your computer, anything that's important, make sure you back that up, keep it in a safe place, because your computer really, when you see that, it's warning you that there's a problem. That problem is very likely with the hard drive itself. It's possible that the problem is with the motherboard, but it's much more likely that it's with the drive itself. And so I would definitely back that up. We could run diagnostics on the drive and see whether the drive is failing. Of course, sometimes when drives are failing, they work perfectly when they work, and then sometimes they don't work. And so if that's the case, then you're going to have to just again be preparing, because there's a good chance that you're going to have a hard drive failure, and wonderful. You may want to move over to an SSD drive. If you don't already have an SSD drive, move over to an SSD drive before that happens.
That's what this is.
Okay, so if it is an SSD drive, and I don't know, do you know what brand SSD drive it is?
Well, it is a Dell machine. I don't know what the...
Okay, so who knows what they put in it? They're going to put whatever they can get for the... Reasonably, I won't say they're going to put whatever they can get for the least amount. They are going to put well-known drives in there, As opposed to if you buy a computer off of Amazon that's been refurbished, or maybe it's a new computer but they've upgraded with an SSD drive, you're liable to get a brand that no one has ever heard of in that. But with Dell, you're going to get a major brand, but I've never seen them use the best brands. They're going to use a lower quality, but still major, but not quite as good as top quality. Occasionally you have an issue with those drives. In fact, we just recently had an issue with one drive where it's under warranty, so we're sending it back, and the company, the customer's going to get basically what we did is we upgraded them to a better quality drive. We have two two different quality drives that we carry, and both of them have been very reliable. And this is actually the first drive that with this brand that we've ever had problems with. You know, so it's not something that happens very often if you have a good reputable brand. But occasionally even an SSD drive will fail. So you wanna definitely be backing up your data. And one thing you can check with some of the, you know, you'll want to maybe, in fact, let me go over to a full screen, and I'm going to show on the screen, and this will be on the live video that's going on right now, which if you're not watching it right now, you can watch it at your convenience right after the show's over on Facebook and YouTube. The links to those videos are on our website, but we're going to actually launch a File Explorer, and when we launch a File Explorer, let me see, I'm going to actually right click on the start button, and this works with Windows 10, works with Windows 11 also. You can right click on the start button, go up to Device Manager. That's one thing we can do. We can also right click on the start button, go up to Task Manager. That's probably going to be a little bit quicker way of seeing this. So we're going to go and look at, and if you have Windows 10, it will look a little bit different. Mine is Windows 11, and I'm using a dark screen, so it's going to look a little bit different. But you're going to have some options where you can actually see the drives, and you can see the models of those drives. So if you click on that option where it's the performance tab, and in Windows 11, they run down the left side, and you can actually look at the CPU, you can look at the RAM, you can look at the SSD drives, the various drives that you have in the computer, and it'll actually show you what drive it is. So you can actually see the brand of the drive, and then do a Google search and search for that brand's website. And what you're going to want to do is look for a firmware update, and typically they're going to have software that you can download that will update the firmware of that SSD drive, and it may actually correct the problem that you're having. So firmware is a software update that updates the hardware that corrects a problem. And in this case, you actually may have an issue where you know there was an issue, and the firmware may resolve that issue and make it work better. My drive is a Samsung drive, and Samsung has Samsung Magician. Kingston has a firmware update utility, and there are other utilities, other programs that have or other manufacturers that will have updates as well. And so that's one thing that you may want to try. If you need some help with that, we can help you update the firmware. That may resolve the issue. In fact, when we have had a problem with an SSD drive, and it has been rare, and we've sent the drive into the manufacturer, we don't know what's going to happen with this one drive that we just had that failed, the Kingston that just failed. But we had a problem with one Samsung in the past. And the Samsung worked, but it worked slowly sometimes. And we sent the drive into Samsung, and they updated the firmware. And we actually installed it back in that computer, and lo and behold, it did the same thing. We put it in another computer, and it worked just fine. So sometimes you can get a conflict with one particular model of a computer. In fact, we even had one time where a Samsung drive didn't work in a Samsung computer. You would think that wouldn't actually happen, but it actually did, and we actually used a Kingston drive in that particular computer, so that we could get them up and running. But again, you're going to want to get, you know, find out the manufacturer of your drive, find and then look for software that will update the firmware, And typically, if they have software like the Samsung Magician and Kingston, again, Kingston has software as well. And I don't know the Kingston software, whether I don't remember the name of it, but it again will detect the software will detect the drive that you have. They'll see what drive it is. They'll see what firmware the drive has, what the latest firmware is, and they'll give you an option to update it. And that's one way that you can go ahead and do that, where you can just get that firmware updated so that you know, if it is a firmware issue that's causing that problem, the firmware update hopefully will take care of that problem and you won't have that issue again.
Well, now all I got to do is remember my password.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Screw Louie. So it's always great. He's a legend on Swap Shop. I've heard Cliff, and I think he called up today, didn't he, Cliff?
Yes, he's a legend in his own mind.
Yes. So it's always great to hear from him. But definitely, if you're out there and you're getting error messages, well, you know, one of the things people do is you know, you kind of like you see a problem, and it's like, well, that's a problem. But then, you know, you turn it off and you turn it back on and it goes away. And then, you know, every now and then this happens. Well, it's really probably good while things are kind of working to make sure you have a backup. Because, drives, when they fail, sometimes you can get data. Not all the time, though. This Kingston SSD drive that we just had that failed in a customer's computer, there was no retrieving data off of it. So, you know, I mean, if it's important enough, maybe we can send it out to a data recovery facility. You can pay $100, $1,000, and they might be able to replace what's bad. They might be able to get the data back for you. But, you know, it's much better to back up ahead of time. And then be proactive. Take steps to rectify the problem before that problem.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is The Attack on Motherhood and Womanhood, Part 1.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. For many people, Memorial Day is merely a day at the beach. We remind you, though, that your day at the beach was paid for in part by the day brave men stormed the beaches of Normandy, and many other brave men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we and others may live free. This Memorial Day, take time to remember those who have sacrificed to secure and defend our freedom, and thank God for His blessings on America.